Hello, cheerful viewers, and welcome to today's edition of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, honoring Universal Children's Day, which was established in 1954 by resolution of the United Nations General Assembly. The holiday is celebrated annually on November 20th, the day that the Assembly adopted the Declaration of the Rights of the Child in 1959 and the Convention on the Rights of the Child in 1989. To commemorate this significant event, we'll highlight extraordinary child heroes from around the world who have shown true nobility through their altruistic deeds on behalf of our beloved animal friends. Many of these youngsters have received the prestigious Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. First, we'll meet 9-year-old Daniel Rickards, a friend of polar bears who attends Paradise Elementary School in California, USA. Daniel, a Cub Scout, hoped to earn the Bear Scout badge, which is given to scouts who fulfill certain requirements. For his final project before receiving the badge, the compassionate lad held a swimathon in an outdoor pool and swam a remarkable 189 laps in 2 hours, raising $889 US for the World Wildlife Fund's, or WWF's, efforts to save endangered polar bears. His principal, Ms. Michelle John, now comments on young Daniel's wonderful accomplishment.
We were all so proud of Daniel and the work he did for the polar bears, and our school really stresses the importance of giving back to the earth and how precious our planet is and how fragile our planet is, and Daniel has taken that 10 steps forward with all of the work he's done on behalf of the polar bears.
Upon hearing of Daniel's selfless efforts, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored the young scout with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $3,000 US, which Daniel promptly gave to the World Wildlife Fund to further the cause of polar bear protection.
I would like to thank the Supreme Master Ching Hai for giving me this award. I want you to know that because of your donation, along with the money raised from my community, I will be able to save 41 polar bears in the wild. I will be able to assist in medical care, scientific studies, food, and preservation of their habitat.
Next, we'll travel to Colville in the Midlands of the United Kingdom to meet young James Mason, gentle caregiver to over 140 rescued animals.
I've got 8 cats, 8 dogs, about 40 rabbits, 44 guinea pigs, I've got 8 cockatiels, a canary, a finch, 2 budgers, 19 hens, 6 cockerels, 8 hamsters, fish. That's about it.
The caring James, who started rescuing animals at age 10, regularly tends to his daily work of looking after his friends.
I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to feed the rabbits and the chickens and let them all out and walk the dogs. And then I go to school about 8, come home, and about 4 o'clock I feed all the animals again, clean them out, let the dogs out in the fields, and then I come in about 9, 10 o'clock, have something to eat and then go to bed. And then I'm up again in the morning doing the same thing.
To to cover the costs of supporting his adopted furry, feathered, and finned friends, James does a variety of jobs.
I go out at weekends and walk people's dogs from, help them look after their animals. Sometimes they bring the rabbits or guinea pigs for me to look at to make sure their nails are okay and teeth and make sure they're all healthy.
James' diligent, selfless work on behalf of animals has been an inspiration to his schoolmates and friends.
Everyone at the school, they've all said how good the job is, and they've all said that carry on the good work, and they'd come and help me if I needed help.
Year-old Isaiah Chung of Hawaii, USA, deeply respects all animal life and works to change the behavior of irresponsible drivers who do not look out for animals on his state's streets and highways. In June 2008, a speeding car hit Isaiah's beloved cat, Ryan, and the driver immediately left the scene of the accident. Isaiah was deeply saddened to learn that no laws exist in his state to address such events, leading him to take action. The passionate young man is now gathering signatures for a petition in support of a law requiring that drivers stop and render aid in the event of accidents involving our animal co-inhabitants.
I called the governor's office, the mayor's office, and finally to our local representative. I also started collecting petitions that were given to me by our local representative. I had many of them signed. And, you know, it actually made me feel good in my heart to know that someone is finally taking action to prevent accidents in which animals are involved and the drivers flee the scene.
In recognition of his caring mission to help enact animal-friendly laws in Hawaii, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Isaiah with a Shining World Compassion Award and a check for $500 to further his efforts.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this gracious offering. For I did not do this for any rewards nor any gifts. I did it from the bottom of my heart because I love Ryan and all animals out there.
In a few moments, we'll hear more extraordinary stories about young heroes helping animals on this auspicious day celebrating children. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today, we're celebrating Universal Children's Day by featuring outstanding youngsters who have demonstrated great nobility through altruistic work on behalf of our beloved animal friends. In the state of Victoria, Australia, high-minded vegans Elizabeth O'Neill and Andrew Clover founded Australian Teens Against Animal Cruelty, or ATAAC, the country's first animal advocacy group run entirely by teenagers. The organization informs Australian teens about how to get involved in working to end cruelty to animals.
We wanted to do more for animals. We thought that there wasn't just one spot where teenagers could go to learn about what's going on and make informed decisions. So we just started MySpace. From there, we've made a website.
Through the internet, their compassionate message has reached thousands of young people.
We've got nearly 2,000 friends on MySpace, and more people contacting us every day asking how they can get involved and what they can do to help, and so many people saying that they had no idea what was going on, and thanking us for putting the information out there so that they can learn what's going on.
In recognition of her kindness and commitment to enhancing animal welfare, Elizabeth Anil received the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai, along with $1,000 for her organization. Also in Victoria, 15-year-old Lily Williams, who has been protecting animals since she was 4, is working wholeheartedly to promote the welfare and rights of our animal co-inhabitants with the help of her family. As a young child, Lily decided to stop eating meat.
When I was little, I would have been about 4 or something when I first figured out what was happening to them. Like, Mum told me how they got killed and stuff, and I thought that was just wrong.
When she was 8, Lily used her wonderful artistic talents to create beautiful paintings of endangered species, such as snow leopards, whales, and turtles, and then sold her works to raise funds for the non-profit conservation group, the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF. Currently, she is using her creative talent to stage a photo exhibition at a theater in Drouin, about 100 kilometers east of Melbourne, to raise public awareness about animal abuse on factory farms and in other settings.
So I want to make people like aware of the animals who are getting tested on, and in the fur trade, and in the circus, and like the bull radios and stuff. I hopefully want to make kids my age aware of what's happening, so they'll want to make a better future and stand up and say, well, hold on a minute, we can be doing something. I want to like show people how much we love them,
yes,
and how spoiled our animals really should be, and like that they shouldn't be in the fur trade at all and stuff like that.
Last, we'll meet Chloe Sankaras of Brisbane, Australia, a 6-year-old who has been raising funds for Wildlife Warriors Worldwide, a conservation group established by renowned Australian environmentalists Terry and Steve Irwin. Last year, Chloe raised over $3,000 for the group, and this year has set a goal of raising nearly $14,000. Events she has staged to support Wildlife Warriors Worldwide include screenings of the animated film Ice Age 3 and a charity motorbike ride. Chloe shares with us why she helps animals.
So they can be safe. And we can have them today and tomorrow and every other day.
In recognition of her compassionate efforts, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent kind-hearted Chloe a check for $3,000 to assist in her work.
Present this check to you, Chloe, on behalf of Supreme Master Ching Hai, and the countless animals that you have helped and are helping, and to thank you for your love, for your compassionate heart, and mostly for being a shining example of kindness to others. So, I'll pass it to you now.
Chloe, in turn, contributed the entire sum to Wildlife Warriors Worldwide.
Thank you, Master Ching Hai, for helping me raise funds for Wildlife Warriors.
Murray Munro of Wildlife Warriors Worldwide was deeply touched by young Chloe's noble efforts and donation.
Chloe, on behalf of Wildlife Warriors, we'd like to say a huge thank you for all your efforts and all the money that you've raised, and for presenting us with this wonderful check. This will go a long way to helping all that wildlife, particularly at the hospital, but other wildlife all around the world. You are a true inspiration to everybody out there, and it's just a real credit to you that such a pint-sized little girl can make such a big difference.
To To close today's program, we would like to give kudos to all the young heroes featured for their selfless spirit and courageous efforts to help our gentle, innocent animal friends around the world.
We would like to wish all children everywhere a very happy Children's Day. Happy Children's Day!
We want every child to know
that by being vegan,
you can really help save
our beautiful planet.
Us children can really make a difference.
There's so many of us.
Be Veg, go green, save the planet.
Lovely viewers, thank you for joining us on today's episode of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May we continue to move our world in a constructive direction through love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.